So, Maggie, you were giving the talk again this morning, trying to reassure people, but is there any way you can really reassure them as things stand?
No. The only thing which ARKB has been able to encourage people to do so far is to apply for a teacher de séjour. However, yesterday there was some news from the prefecture at Saint-Brieuc, which said that they're going to postpone all the rendezvous that British people have made already, and that they will be making different provisions for the British population, and that they will be contacted at a later date.
So basically, if you've got an appointment to go and see them about obtaining a carte de séjour, then it's been cancelled.
Yeah, they're cancelling all the appointments. I phoned up the prefecture this morning to check, and the lady that I spoke to confirmed this, but wasn't able to give me any more information because the date has not arrived yet, and so nobody knows what the agreement is in order to make the future plans.
So when you say the date, you mean March the 29th?
Yes.
The official Brexit day,
yes.
In fact.
Yes.
But it's funny because there was a lady who was there this morning who told me after your talk that she had made an appointment and was going next week. So she probably hadn't realised that everything had been cancelled.
She may get an email that advises her that her appointment has now been cancelled.
But you did say this morning in your talk that people shouldn't cancel themselves. They should wait for the officials to cancel it for them.
In the email that our member had received, it says that you don't need to cancel the appointment because the prefecture will do it for you, and then they will contact people at a later date, but in fact not before June 2019, for another rendezvous.
So there's nothing much we can do, but what are the best steps we can take to ease our anxieties? Are there any?
Well, one of the other things, for instance, that the British Embassy advised at their outreach meeting in Lorient was to start making the application to change your UK driving licence into a French driving licence. Well, that's something that takes a long time. It takes months and months for that to be processed.
Anyway, we do our best and we keep our fingers crossed. I just hope that a year from now, we're not asking you the same questions, Maggie.
Yes, just let me add that was news from the prefecture at Saint-Brieuc. I also phoned the prefecture at Vannes and was told that they're still accepting applications for rendezvous for a teacher de séjour.
Right.
However, Finisterre didn't answer the phone, so I can't comment on that.
And presumably, if we live in Côte d'Armor, we can't make the application in Finisterre, or can we?
No.
Right.
You've got to apply in your own department. I think people have to just carry on with a normal procedure with the knowledge that it could change, that it could be cancelled.
Anyway, Maggie, you've been as clear as anyone can be in the circumstances. Thank you very much. Now, you actually went to Lorient on Monday, didn't you?
We did.
Was that very useful?
It was. It explained what would happen if we followed the current proposal, and it told us we have no idea what will happen if there's no deal.
So, in essence, what did he say would happen if there was a deal?
It will all be on the embassy website. I'm not sure how long your programme is, but it was a two-hour meeting.
But basically, did he ease your anxieties?
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Most things would stay the same.
So if there is an agreement, we've got no worries at all. We can carry on living in France.
You can carry on living in France. I would imagine you can carry on living in France, whatever the outcome is, because we contribute to the economy. Under what guise that will be is anybody's guess, because it is transient. Nobody knows the answer until the answers are given.
And the trouble is, things change day by day, more or less, don't they?
Yes, they do. As
they do and they don't.
Change, but they stay the same. I think that's a French phrase, though.
Yes. All that changes is we're one day closer to it finishing, however that might be.
Mm. And in a word, are you optimistic about what's going to happen?
Not unoptimistic.
And
maybe a little bit on the fence at the moment. I'm not too sure. Yeah.
Join the fence sitters.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sarah.